Well, we are going to go before the Father and ask him here. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this Friday, which we have coined Fear Not Friday, because we know that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So we thank you right now for the two women who did not walk in fear when they said yes to your mandate to start the TMC call. So we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK Roberts, because their yes is the reason that we gather here each morning to worship and magnify you and to receive a word from you. We thank you for the Des de Leon family, oh Heavenly Father, because we know that their yes, Papa Des de Leon's yes, allowed artists to come into existence, which is the vehicle that brought these two mighty women of God together. So, Lord, we just want to praise your name right now. We thank you for the man of God who is about to come forth with a word from the throne room. We thank you that we are here to receive, that we have a sound mind, that we are in good health, that we are walking according to your righteousness. We thank you, Lord, because we know that without you, we would be in a whole lot of trouble. We would need to be in fear then. But because we have you, we need not fear anything, because if God be for us, who can be against us? So we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we lift you up right now in the precious, holy, magnificent name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Kai. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Minister Tiffany, take it away. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Kai, for, first of all, our text for today, Fear Not Friday. That is so profound, because we do not walk in fear. And so fear is not of God. And so we stand here on TMC on the word of God and his promises to know that he is faithful and that we walk in the faithfulness and the favor of God. So we thank you for our tag for today, and we thank you for greeting us and seeing us on this Friday, May the 16th, 2014. And so welcome, welcome, welcome each of you to the Master's Call. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I greet you on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our Ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We welcome each of you to the Master's Call. Here on the Master's Call, we stand on scripture reference, Psalm 88:13. Which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So every day here on the Master's Call, Monday through Friday, we begin our call in prayer, and we also end in prayer. And this is Friday, so that means on Friday we not only do that, but we also open the line at the end of the call for your prayer requests, to hear your prayer requests, your praise reports, and your testimony. So that's the time for you to share what is going on in your life. So once again, we welcome you to the call today. I want to let you know that if you're visiting us for the first time, we ask you to come back again, but don't feel that you have been left out, as this call has been going going on 4 years. We do have an awesome website that you can visit, themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net on the web. And also, if you are on the line and you're interested in becoming a prayer intercessor, you want to be a greeter, you want to serve in the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference next month, we're less than 30 days away, then we invite you to send us an email at info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and we will greatly and graciously respond to you. So immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. The morning motivational call-in number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598 pound. Again, 530-881-1300, and the PIN code 539598 pound. Today, Friday, May the 16th, 2014, this evening in Atlanta, Georgia, there will be a super-duper fabulous artist fashion show that will be taking place. The tickets are $15. The time is 7:30 p.m., and the address is 265 Peter Street. That's in Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip code 30313. And if you need further information, then I would invite you to go back to the artist entrepreneur who invited you to this call and ask them to give you additional information. And if you are already a part of Artist, then I ask that you would check your back office for further information. On tomorrow at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is our mentoring call with Dr. Raphael Spiller tomorrow morning. The telephone number is 712-432-0075 and the PIN code 926358#. That will be tomorrow morning. So like I said, if you are an artistpreneur, entrepreneur on this phone, then I invite you to check your back office because there are so many promotions going on in Artist International and you do not want to miss one. So it's time for me to move this call forward to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. And our speaker today, he is definitely no stranger to the Master's Call family. He has been here. You have heard his voice. You have heard his accent. He is definitely a man of God who is on the move to build the kingdom of God. He walks in excellence. He teaches the truth and the real truth. He definitely is a man who preaches and teaches the principles and the promises of God. So at this time, it is definitely a privilege and an honor and a pleasure to bring to you this morning a man of God who is humble, who is outstanding, who is respectful, who is definitely anointed, who is caring, and who walks in excellence, none other than Bishop Horace Kitson. Bishop Kitson, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you
hear
me, Minister Tiffany?
I hear you loud and clear, Bishop Kitson. So glad to have you on the line. And the platform and torch is yours.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure this morning to extend a very special greeting to the TMC family. I consider this a tremendous opportunity to be able to share with you on this, our Fear Not Friday. My goodness. It is said, and I'm sure you have heard this, it's written 365 times in the Bible, fear not. That's not true. It is written 80 times that we should not fear, and 93 times, fear not, be not afraid, words like that. So it's not 365. Just a correction there. I've heard it, I've said it, it's not true. We just completed a study at our church, fear, and we were taught words like decidophobia. Fear comes from the Greek word phobia, the fear of making decisions. And I'm not speaking on fear not. I wish I had known. I would have been able to share with you. Aquaphobia. We have a summer class growth group at church where we teach individuals to swim in 15 minutes. And we can give you testimonials. 15 minutes. We can take a non-swimmer and let them see that the water is their friend and they learn to swim. And people would laugh and say, oh, the bishop wants to push you in the water. That's because they have aquaphobia or hydrophobia. But God has not given to us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So today I would like to speak to you on your heart's desire. Fear not. God is interested in your heart's desire. Just this weekend, Mother's Day, just a quick story here. There's a young woman. She's in the church. She's married. She has a couple of kids. And she called me and just said, Bishop, someone broke into my bank account. They took out over $404,000. I cannot come to church. I don't know what to do. I said to her, do you have a desire to be at church Mother's Day? She said, yes. I said, okay, well, if you have that desire, God is going to help to fulfill that desire. I said to her, her husband has never been to church with her. She has been in the church about 2.5 years. He has never been to church with her. I said to her, go and invite your husband. And, oh, she said, oh, no, no, no. He won't come. He's going to make every excuse in the book. She gave me the number. I invited the man. He works, he installs cables, and he says, oh, Bishop, I can't come because I have to get a haircut, etc. And it was after 6, he had 2 more appointments. I said, call your barber and tell him you have a desire to go to church and you want him to just to hang out until you come. He went to the barber shop something to 10. The man cut his hair. He was in church. He and his wife got a word, and now they are in a new season of their lives simply because they had a desire. So today I'm speaking to you on your heart's desire, and I'm going to combine it with our Fear Not Friday by saying, fear not. The first point is God is very interested in your heart's desire. In Psalm 145 and verse 16, David said, you, speaking about God, you open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. And God has the ability to do that. So then, if you have a desire, God wants to satisfy it, not just Christians. He satisfies the desire of every living thing, how much more Christians. In his book, The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace D. Wattles, he said, when you have a desire and you release it to the universal substance, he's not a Christian, he said, you release it to God, then the universe starts working on your behalf to bring to pass that desire. So God is very interested in your desire. Fear not. Psalm 37 and verse 4 said, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Fear not. God is very interested in your heart's desire. Second point, do you know your heart's desire? Most people have ignored their heart's desire for years, and they are going through life in what is called a mental stupor. Earl Nightingale said, most people are half awake. We are not ready to live until we search our hearts and say, what is it that I truly desire? Years ago, we used to live in Jamaica close to an airdrome, and I will see these men fly in their aeroplane, and they were rich. I did not even once in that period said, I hope, I wish I would have an aeroplane. No desire. That's why no, I'm not rich, because I did not have the desire to be rich. Do you know your heart's desire? But years ago, I wanted to be a preacher. At high school, I wasn't even a Christian, and I would say to the guys, I wish someone would come with a Bible and speak to us. Because deep down in my heart, that was my desire. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Oh, my God. I wish today that each person would identify that one thing that you desire, and that thing will ignite your heart, and you will become a person of purpose. David said, I will seek after that desire. The thing that you desire, you know when there's the proof of desire, Mike Murdoch said, It is in the pursuit of the desire. The proof of desire is in the pursuit. But a lot of people say, yes, I have desires, but they are not pursuing it. They have not come to the truth about the power of desires. Proverbs 13 and verse 12, the third point says, desire accomplished is a tree of life. Oh, my Lord. It says in Proverbs 13 and verse 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. You will be able to feed on your desire. It is a tree of life. When you have a desire and you pursue it and it is accomplished, you are filled with so much excitement, I will tell you, you will not even have another boring day in your life. The desire, when it comes, it's a tree of life. You will be feeding from the tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise, Proverbs says. And when we start feeding from the tree of life, I promise you, we are going to come into a new level of wisdom, and that's what is needed today. The desire accomplishes a tree of life. Well, today I want to say to you, begin to pursue your desire. Begin, the fourth point, begin to diligently pursue your desire. Proverbs 13 and verse 4 says, the soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. The person who is diligent in identifying your desire, the person who is diligent, careful, coming to the truth that God is interested in your desire. When desire comes, it is a tree of life. When you begin to diligently pursue your desire, your soul will be made fat. In other words, you will experience a level of success. You will touch lives. And what the world is seeking for, it's men and women in pursuit of their desire. What is your desire today? Have you identified it? Your desire might have been years ago, you saw people building networking business, and you said, oh, I would like to be a networker to touch many lives. Or you might have had a desire to write a book because you're a great writer. It might be a desire to travel to Israel. Years ago, we had this desire. Oh, my God. And would you believe that we are headed to Israel next week and the church paid for it? Because years ago, I had that desire. You might have a desire to travel. It might be a desire to be a health counselor. It might be a desire to be a teacher. It might be a desire to be a good wife or husband. Oh, my Lord, what is your desire today? That desire, when it is granted, when it comes, it will be a tree of life. I could say some things to you that would shock you. One young woman years ago, when she saw her friends having period pains, she said to God, oh, God, I pray I will not have period pains. That was her desire. She prayed it. You see, prayer is a sincere desire of the heart. Sometimes you don't even have to speak it. Now, would you believe that there was a young man, he saw his sister having period pains, and oh my God, his father went to church one night and said, God, if this man is a man of God, let him pray for my daughter that her period pains would stop. Would you believe, folks, the man went to church and the preacher prayed for his daughter and the period pains stopped in her life. So this young man, he saw his sister with period pains. She couldn't go to school and she just bawled in the house. So that young man had a desire. Sounds almost foolish. And the young man said, I desire to marry to a woman who doesn't have period pains. You can't go and say that to nobody. But you know what? That young man is talking to you today. And my wife, she had that desire not to have period pain. She has not had one all her life. And I didn't know that was her desire. And when I married to her, God gave me the desire of my heart in that my wife has never had it. And you know what's amazing? We have two daughters, and none of them has had period pains. They have not seen their mother with it. Now I'm watching my granddaughter to see what will happen. So fear not today. Fear not, I say to you. The God of heaven, he's interested in your desires. But do you know your heart's desire? Are you pursuing it? When your heart's desire is accomplished, it becomes a tree of life. So I close by saying today, begin to diligently pursue your desire, because the soul of the sluggard desires but has nothing. But the soul, oh hallelujah, the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them, and you shall have them. The Lord bless you. Thank you for listening.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Bishop Gibson, for blessing us this day and also challenging us to search our hearts to see what it is that we really desire for our each one of our hearts. In each one of our hearts, there are desires. So we
yes.
thank you. And also for adding in our tag about fear not. What a profound message for this Friday. And I'm going to be calling you back after I do the prayer and announcement to give us our benediction for this morning.
Okay.
Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we just bless you and we praise your holy name. We magnify you and we celebrate you, for we realize that on this Friday where we will fear not, God, we woke up and you allowed us to wake up. You allowed us to get up. And so we thank you, God. You allow for us to open our mouths. And when we opened our mouths, Lord, we heard a sound. We heard a voice come out. And so I thank you, Father God, that we are able to speak, that we will not let rocks cry out for us, because you definitely have blessed us beyond measure, God. We thank you that we walk in confidence and that we are fearless. We thank you that when trouble comes, that we will not fear. Father, we thank you that we go through trials and tribulations that come in our life, even though when they come, we don't like them, God. But you make us strong through our tests and through our trials.
Yes.
So we thank you, Father.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you that you are our shepherd and our refuge. We thank you that you are our strength, that you are our healer, that you are our deliverer, that you are our strong tower, oh God. And
hallelujah.
We just thank you because you continue to watch and protect over your children. You continue to give us provision to do the things that we need to do, God. So this morning I come on the master's call. First of all, lifting up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa to you. I ask that you would continue to give them your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding and discernment that comes from you, God. Continue to bless their ministry. Continue to bless their families in the name of Jesus, Father. And I lift up Artist International and Papa Diaz de Leon and Mrs. Armita Diaz de Leon to you, God. I ask right now for total and complete healing in their bodies, in their minds, and in their spirits right now. I pray as Papa will walk these next 30 days, God, that you would give him insight and foresight on what it is that he needs to do to take Artist into its next season, God. I speak right now that there will be victory in every single thing that he does right now in Jesus' name, and for every Artist entrepreneur, past, present, future, and just anyone who has a desire to know more about Artists International, I pray that it would be shared in a way that they would truly want to say, I want to be a part of that phenomenal company. I want to be a part of the vision that God has given to Papa Diaz de Leon for Artists International. And I lift up the Artist Empowerment Conference to you right now, God. We speak 5,000. And so we come in agreement right now believing that you will send 5,000 to Orlando, Florida on June 13th, 14th, and 15th, and that artists will begin to transform the world on a new level, God, new mindset, new direction, new goals, new garments, new products in Jesus' name. So we decree it and we declare it, God. And so I lift up Jackie to you. I lift up Charvon to you. I lift up Joni to you, right? Right now, I lift up the elite ladies of expression to you, oh God, and I just thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you are doing in their lives, Father. I thank you for our children, and I speak as they go to school today, those that are going to school, those who have graduated. I speak success and victory in their lives. I decree and declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. And I ask right now, I pray for Christopher as he is getting ready and getting prepared to go to Ireland, and for Minister Kai, Father, I pray that you would continue to open greater doors in their lives, Father. I just thank you for this opportunity, and for each person who is under the sound of my voice, I speak great things in their life right now in the name of Jesus, and we decree and declare that the blood still works. So for those in need of healing, Father, I ask that you would just stretch your hands out to them as they stretch their hands out to you, and that right now in the name of Jesus, that there is total and complete healing in the name of Jesus, Father. And I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the man of God as he has come in to give us your word straight from the throne room. I speak increase in his ministry. I speak increase in his business. I speak increase in his household right now in the name of Jesus. And as we leave from this call, God, and never from your presence, Father, we go out knowing that we walk in the favor and the blessings and increase that you have for each life that is on the phone. We are covered by you, Father, and there is no other way that we want to be covered, but covered by you, your grace, your mercy, and your favor, God. So we thank you for this time. This time we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. And I decree and declare these things in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Wow, wow, wow. Yes, I went over, but I praise God because he is an amazing God. And so I invite each of you to visit www.artistempowermentconference.com. For information on the Artist Empowerment Conference in Orlando, Florida, June 13th, 14th, and 15th. Also, the replay for this call, you want to pass it on and share it with someone. The number is 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call today will have the honor of having our director and Artist International, Mr. Alfredo Orozco, on the line. Also, the quick recruit, if you're not a part of that, I tell you to listen in so that you could be a part of quick recruit, because it definitely will change your business and change your outlook on what artists have in the next season. So that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-POUND. Those of you who will be staying for part two, go ahead and stay on, hold on, and I'm going to ask Bishop Kitson to come back to the line right now and give us our benediction, and then the next voice that you will hear will be none other than one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Bishop Kitson, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among those who are sanctified. The Lord bless you. Amen. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen and amen. And the next voice that you will hear is none other than our phenomenal Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Dr.
Thank
Vanessa,
you.
Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Ms. Songbird, our sunshine, for doing such a phenomenal job hosting the people of God. And Minister Kai, thank you for your salutations and saluting God's people as they came into our telecommunications sanctuary. And Bishop, 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 good morning, good morning, good morning. And thank you for that phenomenal word. We are so blessed. I tell you, the wisdom that comes out of you every time you come and speak to us and encourage our hearts and give us correction and instruction and empower us to go out and achieve those desires of our hearts. We pray back the virtue of God into your life. And it's, I just always want to thank you for always being willing and open and just ready to serve on the TMC call. And hopefully we'll see you when we head down your way next month to Florida to our Empowerment Conference there in Orlando. Again, thank you so much, man of God. And good morning, TMC family. Bless God for each and every one of you. Thank you, as always, for morning after morning, week after week, and now year after year. So many of you all have been so faithful and consistent to come on our call day in, day out, and we thank you for that. Dr. PK and I never, ever take that for granted. You know, we can have visions all day long, but if we don't have the legs, the hands, the hearts of others to hook up with us, it goes nowhere. So thank you for allowing for 3.5 years. We'll be 4 years old with this call in October that you have allowed us the opportunity to serve you and our Artists International family and the body of Christ. What we do every Friday, which is one of the specific visions and mandates of this call, we consider ourselves midwives in prayer. And yes, brothers, you can be a midwife, which is literally just to birth the will of God in the land and in the lives of God's people, which lines so much up with the word this morning about God giving us the desires of our heart. So we believe so much in the power of prayer, of corporate prayer even more so. For praise reports, we love to hear those too, when God does answer our prayers. So we have opened up the queue and encourage you to hit *6 so that you can come into the queue and give us your prayer requests or your praise reports. We love hearing from you. We take it so seriously as a prayer warrior team to cover those requests in prayer. We also always want you to hear when our host announces that we are open. We're not an elite club, the prayer warriors. We are always looking for others with God. Tugs on your heart to want to become part of our team, to speak a word. Some of you, or many of you, I see, look on this board, I know are ministers of the gospel, and I know it's always good to come and have a place where you can be fed, but every once in a while, we want you to break off a little bread and come and share with our TMC family what God has put on your heart. And for others of you who want to host and greet and just be a part of our TMC family, please hit me up with an email at info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And we will get back with you. And we are praying. The first thing we want to put down to pray as we continue to pray is for our Empowerment Conference, which now we are under 30 days. And we want to you know, keep them lifted up in prayer, and I finally got all I need so that I could go on and post the prayer directives. I will get that up this weekend on our website. We're encouraging you to go and cover the conference in prayer. We'll put some specific prayer directives, as we always have, to pray for the traveling mercies, pray for the kings of artists, pray for the workshops and that all the leaders will come, pray that the finances will come for all of God's people to come in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Just pray for a spirit of excellence and hospitality. You know, those things just don't happen just because we're good organizers. They happen because we are great organizers, and we couple that with the prayers of the righteous. And so we're just believing God for an over-the-top event. Pray for traveling mercies.
for Papa Dan De Leon. Many of you all were on the call with tonight. Papa is back, and he is out of retirement. He said everybody was trying to get him to retire, but he has such a heart and a burden for his vision. We want you to come to Orlando because we'll be celebrating 25 years. Some of us know we have been faithful with a vision 25 days, let alone 25 years. We are so excited. And those of us in the Houston area are so excited. He will be in Houston next Thursday and up on the East Coast also. So we're going to keep Papa Diaz de Leon covered in prayer, and especially his appearance and Mother Armenia at the conference there in Orlando. We are so blessed, and we have founders who come among us. Papa walks so much in the office of an apostle and a prophet when he speaks into your heart. Your heart melts. Even when he's speaking in Spanish, you know you're in the presence of God. And I know that he has been faithful with this vision of artists, and we, as ambassadors, all go out every day as ministers in the marketplace. So please keep him and his health, because he is over 70 years old, as he travels all around the world to keep this company going. All righty, those are some things we wanted to put up front for us to cover in prayer. And we're going to go to the board now and hear our prayer requests. We're going to start in New York. Good morning, 0771. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. This is Deborah from Brooklyn.
Good morning.
I am thanking God for that rhema word this morning, truly a rhema word from God. And in speaking of desires, I brought my daughter last week to the prayer line as she was seeking employment. And this morning, as we speak, she is testing for the Atlanta Police Department, which is one of her desires. So I'm asking for prayer for her today, for God's strength, physical strength in her body and her mind, wisdom and favor as she's in the midst of that process. And bringing
and your
my mother.
Was Jessica, was that right?
Yeah, Jessica.
Ah, my memory charge is working. Okay. Okay, I got that.
I'm bringing my mother. Her name is Valda, V-O-U-L-D-A. And
okay.
She's, for Traveling Mercies for her, she's traveling to Atlanta tomorrow. For one of her desires was to see her grandson graduate, and he's graduating the top of his class. So she's traveling tomorrow. So I'm praying for Traveling Mercies for her. And my desire is to be in Orlando, and I'm just praying that everything will line up so that I will be able to make my trip to Orlando for the Empowerment Conference. So I'm bringing that to the prayer line.
All right. To come.
Thank
to
you.
Conference. All righty. We got you. Thank you. We always appreciate your consistent support of the call. All righty. I think this is a Houston Exchange. 0089. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the TNC call.
Good morning, my TNC family. This is Sharon from Pearland, Texas. I am calling great word. And my desire is that I'm healed in Jesus' name from this fall 2 weeks ago. I'm still in a big boot and haven't been able to go anywhere but work in church because of the pain, and definitely I have everything but my ticket to Florida, so my desire is that I'm healed by the time we get to Florida and before. And also my daughter was due Tuesday for my 10th grandbaby, and her desire is that he hurry up and get here. But just,
what's your daughter's first name?
Her name is Shannon. She's so ready for this baby to come, except her desire is that he not be born today, because today is my twin boy's 34th birthday. So I praise God for 34 years for my sons. God bless y'all.
All right. God bless you, too. And I've been praying for you. I often think about you. I've been praying for that boot, and we've been definitely lifting up. We all know Sharon has done a phenomenal job with assembling a praise team and with praise and worship at the conferences that we have had, just ushering in the glory of God. Such a sweet, humble spirit, her and her husband, Ken. So we are definitely lifting you up in prayer because we want you to get around just fine at the conference and even before for you to heal quickly. Amen. We're going to head out to Indiana to Miss Jackie. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the TMC call.
Good morning, and thank you, Pastor V. And first of all, I'd like to give a big, huge thank you to all of the shout-outs, the prayers, and just the beautiful sentiments for my birthday this week. It was phenomenal. Actually, it was more than I had ever conceived in my mind. It was just over the top, and I thank you guys for that. And I thank you for the fellowship. I thank God for the fellowship with my family. They did a little trickery, and I was able to go out that evening and celebrate with my daughter and my three beautiful grandchildren. And it was kind of a surprise because, actually, I didn't really have much planned for my birthday. I just wanted to thank God for even being on the earth this long. And I was quite happy and pleased with that, but they kind of came through for me, and it was phenomenal. So I thank you all for all your greetings and shout-outs, and I praise you that you are in my life. I praise God that you are in my life. And I also want to praise God because my desire and the message this morning, Pastor Kempson, was just phenomenal. And praise God for you, for him using you to bring that message this morning. And my desire was to be in Orlando, Florida. And I was going to be there if I had to start walking today to get there. I was going to get there. But the Lord opened up the doors, and the doors opened. And on Monday, I received a phone call. And 10 minutes after that call, I got another call. So now I have my room, I have my registration, and I will soon have my airfare. So yes. I have that flight. So I thank God for that because he just blessed me with that. I wasn't even expecting that. I hadn't even prayed for that part of it, but God just opened up the door and gave it to us. So he will give you the desires of your heart because I desire to be there and I will be there. And he blessed and anointed some of my TMC family to allow me to be there. So I praise God for you, and I thank God for you. And I ask you to continue to keep my grandson, Caleb, lifted up in prayer. He moved in with me last week, and as I was talking to him, right now his mind is somewhat confused, but we know God is able. So you keep him uplifted in prayer, and thank you so much. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you, too. I see that smile through the phone, and I was just excited to keep shouting out for you for your birthday. You deserve all the love and even more, so we just praise God for you, and we look forward to hugging your neck in Orlando in a little under a month. All right, we're going to head up to Philadelphia to Ms. Shervon. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the TMC call.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How are you today?
I am doing great, and you?
Amen. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. And good morning, wonderful Master's Call family. My prayer request is that I also complete the task of getting everything in order for Orlando. Last night, I went on at least 3 different pieces of electronics to try to purchase my airline ticket and was having difficulty. And so I'm like, of course, I'm going to be trying to get today. So hopefully that part of what I need to have done will be completed, and also with the hotel, because at one point I had 2 reservations, and so I've been trying to clarify with the hotel to make sure that I still have the one that I need and that the other one, the money that they had charged for it, either gets moved to the one that I need or that it gets refunded all the way back. So I sent a return email for clarity on that because, of course, I do need a room. And then I did the registration, but I prayerfully, Lord willing, I'll be able to upgrade to VIP. So I still want to be able to do that and then get the other minor pieces. So, Dr. Vanessa, I just want to thank you for what you said about trying to be good stewards in preparation for Orlando. So I'm trying to slowly work towards that task so I can have everything in line by the time we arrive. I'm able to go on the 12th, praise God. And I just go keep everyone else in prayer in regards to the conference as well of what you announced earlier. Thank you all so much and have a blessed weekend. Oh, by the way, Alfredo is coming tonight to Philadelphia to the Hilton Hotel. It's on the back office, so we're excited about that, that Alfredo will be in the Philadelphia area tonight. All right, God bless.
You all are going to be real blessed to have that bundle of energy. Our general manager of artists, Alfredo, will definitely keep that in prayer. And I laughed when you talked about going to three different instruments to try to get your tickets. That's when you laugh at the devil and you know something awesome is in store for you. Many of us have still not learned that we have what we call in the realm of the spirit harassing spirits. They're the low-ranking, private. They don't have much authority, but just to harass you if you let them. And those kind of spirits you learn to laugh at and send them back into the tent sevenfold because you know they're just trying to keep you from the bigger blessing. And as long as you stay determined and focused, God will give you, as Bishop said this morning, the desires of your heart. So that is so awesome of a testimony. Thank you so much for sharing that with you. And we'll pray for you, and I look forward to hugging your neck in Orlando very soon. And we're going to pray about them getting those rooms straight for you also. All righty, next we have 0291, 0291. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? This is Joni from Tampa.
Hey, sweetie. Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, I'm on the interstate. I'm going to make it short. I give honor to God. I had my 12th chemo treatment, and I've been having, this treatment has messed with my stomach so bad. The last 3 weeks I've been in the bed. I just really haven't told nobody. I've just been talking to the Lord. So I'm on my way to take a CT scan of the stomach, and I just pray that everything go well and that they say that, you know, chemo causes messes with your ulcers. So I don't know what it's been trying to do, but I said the devil is alive. So I just keep me in prayer. Now, today, my stomach not bothering me at all. I feel good.
Amen.
Last week, we just been like, oh, man. I said, but I'm going to fight this. I'm going to beat this. It's already done. So just keep me in prayer, family, and I love you.
We love you, too, and you know we got you covered in prayer. Always bring a smile to our face so we just even hear your voice. All righty, before we go to the throne room, are there any other prayer requests? We want to always take our time on Friday and make sure we're giving everyone and anyone who wants to have us lock up and join in agreement with you because there's power in agreement, Matthew 18. And 18 and 19 teaches us that there is power when we all come together to pray and to celebrate what God has done. All righty, well, let's go to the throne room in prayer. Let me get a little list back out. Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this Fear Not Friday. We thank you for the powerful word of God that has been deposited in our spirits and that we will not be just hearers of the word, we'll be doers of the word also to go forth with a mandate, a mission, and in our mouth a message that you, Jesus, are Lord. We thank you as we continue to pray and lift up the Artist Empowerment Conference as we continue to call in from the north, the south, the east, and west, the 5,000, the exceeding abundantly above, more than we can ever ask or think because your power, Father God, does work mightily within us. We lift up the kings of artists. Father, we thank you for their faithful work. Father, they have worked tirelessly to prepare for this conference. And we just ask for them to have favor with the hotel, with the complex, that all the details come together and that the people of God will be blessed and that this will be a time that truly encourages our hearts and strengthens our businesses. We pray for the founder of artists that brought all of our hearts and lives together in Papa Diaz de Leon. We thank you for him and his wife, and we speak blessings over that new little grandbaby girl they've been wanting for and praying for, Miss Leah, and the entire family. We just thank you, Lord, that your hand is upon their lives and all of our lives. We continue to cover by the blood of Jesus the corporate office, even Alfredo and his travel out to the Philadelphia area, that be a blessed meeting of empowerment. And to all the meetings as the events that are taking place. We lift up the fashion show tonight. Father, the Platinums in Atlanta have worked tirelessly to prepare for this time of celebration. It's, we just thank you that we call in the people to come out from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and that it be just a blessed time, done with the spirit of excellence, be a successful event in you, that we continue to share all these new garments and all these awesome products, and that we can change with our health and bring about the generational wealth. So we just speak a blessing on the Bahamas Fashion Show, that it is blessed and highly favored. And all of those who are gathering through our ministerial marketplace work to lift artists up as we point people back to you, Christ, you, Lord Jesus. So we just thank you for what you're doing. We're just excited that you've allowed us to be a part of this great move. And Father, we just thank you for Deborah. We pray for her daughter who's taking that test right now for the Atlanta police. Touch her mind. Give her good recall. We speak favor and blessings on that test. And for her mother, Valda, is traveling to Atlanta, the joy of a grandmother to see her grandson graduate. We just thank you for a great family time of love and laughter and sweet communion in the Holy Ghost, the accomplishment for this point in her grandson's life, that you allowed her to live to see it, that and many more accomplishments in his life. Father, we thank you for Deborah's desire to be in Orlando. So we thank you that she's a good steward of her time, her talent, her finances. As we do our SOS project, we see ourselves successful coming to Orlando. I call in all the resources, the time off, all that's needed for her to come and enjoy herself and be encouraged in her business of artists. Father, we thank you for sharing. We just love her heart and her spirit and devil, because you tried to cause this pain and stumbling to Sharon's body. We speak forth the sevenfold healing virtue, Jehovah Rapha. You said in Proverbs 6:31 that when the thief was exposed, he had to give it back sevenfold. So, Father, I stand boldly, decree and declare in the name of Jesus that sevenfold restoration to her entire body, to her leg. We call her healed. Pain is a name. And pain, you must cease and desist in the name of Jesus. You're trespassing. You have no jurisdiction. Father, we send the word of healing, of relief and release to her right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her daughter who is about to have childbirth. We pray for Shannon. We call this baby healed and healthy and whole, and for Shannon, for them to have a beautiful experience. Father, you heard her desire that the baby not come today, but come soon. So we lock in agreement with her. We thank you for the twins, her twin son, Sharon's twin son's birthday today, as they celebrate another year of life. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. And, Father, it does our heart good to hear the praise report of Jackie enjoying her day. 60 years you've allowed her to be on this side of glory, being that beacon of light with the countenance of Christ shining in her and through her. Thank you for her family, her children, her grandchildren that she loves so much. We pray for Caleb. We bind spirits of confusion, delusion, deception. We cancel your assignment off of his mind. I thank you as Jackie anoints the house and anoints his clothes and speaks deliverance to his life. I thank you for the turnaround, just like who he is named for. Caleb shall do great things for the kingdom with the boldness and an authority to know who he is and whose he is. And we thank you for Shervon. Again, we laugh at the devil that would try to slow her down from her mission, her assignment, to be a good steward, to be having everything in order to come to Orlando, her and many others of her team. We pray for the refunds with the extra room, and that everything will be done smoothly, that you'll connect her to the right person, that you'll allow them to quickly correct this situation, and all things will be done in decency and in order. We pray for, again, Alfredo and that meeting in the area there tonight in Philadelphia. And we thank you, Father, for Jody, as she's had her 12th chemo treatment. We just speak to get healing to her body. We cancel the assignment of pain into her stomach. We speak normalcy, Father. Get the products to her, the green levine, the cran aloe, all that she needs to heal her body. We thank you for a resilient spirit. We thank you for a determination to only say what God says about her, that she is the healed and the whole. And trespassing infirmity, you have a name that has to bow to the name of Jesus. And we speak to every blood cell, every tissue, every organ, every muscle, to her entire stomach, to line up and be healed in the name of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we call her healed. In the name of Jesus, we call her whole. So we just thank you for our Jody. Father, I look forward to seeing her in Orlando so that we can continue to speak the blessings, to speak the deliverance and healing over her infirmity in the name of Jesus. And Father, for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests on this line, you move in our lives. We thank you for Bishop Kitson, all he poured out, poured back into him a hundredfold, the virtue, the strength. Father, even increase wisdom. Give this your man servant who has been used mightily today by you. Father, we thank you for our co-founder, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts. Continue to strengthen her, to keep her in her travels and as she walks in her assignment as an ambassador to the Company of Artists International. Give her wisdom, strategies from heaven. Continue to anoint her words, that they bless those, that they point people toward the purpose of success. Now, Father, as we leave this call, as we seal this time together by the blood of Jesus, as we seal this time of fellowship in the name of Jesus, as we close this time together for now and to go out and to do greater things in your name, we thank you for the empowerment that we've received today. We thank you for the instruction that we've received today. We thank you for the time of corporate agreement of prayer that we know not one word, you said in Isaiah 55:11, shall return void, but we are rejoicing with the pog of faith, the prayer that hits the mark, that's concise, that's clear, and the clarity of God in our hearts and minds to know that we are overcomers in your name. So we thank you, we decree, we declare, and we establish in our lives that we are blessed, we are favored, and we walk in the increase of you. In the name of Jesus, we seal it now. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an awesome weekend in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Love you so much. Appreciate you even more. Bye-bye.